Hi everyone, welcome to Taz Talk, the show where we talk about the Adventure Zone podcast. Today we're talking about Amnesty episode 10.
I can't believe we're on episode 10 already.
Yeah, I know, it's crazy, huh? The key thing that I want to talk about came a little later in the episode, and I'm just going to jump right to it. Because Barclay confirmed that Sylvain is another planet. All of that bullshit we talked about last time was totally valid.
Okay, okay. I was really looking forward to talking about this. Hey, Griffin, if you're listening to this, you know that we love you. I was just so like, oh my god, yay. I was really pleased to learn that about Sylvain. It was kind of funny to me that we learned more about what it actually is from an episode that didn't take place on Sylvain.
I
thought that was pretty funny.
It's so weird because they just kind of glanced over it. I mean, like, Aubrey said in the moment, like, okay, I'll, like, unpack that later or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I think for me, that's a big deal, and it's something we talked about a lot last time.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know. So far, like, nobody seems to consider that weird in-universe, you know what I mean?
Well, and I think it kind of goes back to what we were talking about last time, that most of the creatures on Sylvain are pretty earthly in fashion, even if they're on a different planet.
Yeah.
Like, they don't seem alien. No one is saying alien yet. So
That's true. That's a good point.
Yeah, it's still kind of coded as, like, well, these are monsters, but they're, like, earth monsters, you know?
Yeah, that's weird. But I mean, they're all aliens.
Yeah. But, I mean, like, it's not so unheard of for media to have, like, different planets that have, like, earthly kind of things going on. But I wouldn't really call it alien. I guess, yeah. At least not classically. There aren't enough tentacles. Like, simply, there aren't enough bugs and there aren't enough tentacles. And I wouldn't call it alien. It's just...
I don't know.
Fantasy,
we might meet some bug people. I mean, like, we're in the sci-fi fantasy territory here.
Yes,
I would say.
Yes.
Well,
it's not,
I don't know.
It's not outside the realm of possibility. It's just what we've been shown so far. I wouldn't have called it alien.
Yeah. I'm hoping that, like, pretty soon we'll get a more in-depth conversation about this with the players and the characters, because that seems like a pretty big deal to me. You know?
Oh, yeah.
When all
huge.
Of this is, like, very much coded as, like, going to Narnia, and it's secretly, like, some kind of portal to another planet. That's a big deal.
Yeah.
And I want them to explore this idea in character.
Yeah. Well, you know,
so
I have a theory about this, actually.
What's your theory?
I have a theory that it's not a different planet, and it's really just, like, you know, another... It's a portal to just another part of something that's just on Earth. Like... When especially because they were saying that, like, oh yeah, they can get the same energy that they get from Sylvain from the magic hot springs. And I was like, so they rely on magma power? Like, it doesn't matter what kind of magma it is, like, it just, they rely on the same thing? That's kind of interesting.
Do you think, well, I thought that they were, like, piping the water from Sylvain. They had some
kind
of
pipeline
going through the portal.
Water from, like, a different planet.
Why not? They can move people from one planet to another, apparently.
Well, yeah, through one door. So they also have a secret water door?
Maybe. I don't know. Do you think Barclay lied? Like,
I don't think Barclay knows.
Huh.
I have a feeling, like, maybe that's something that Mama is doing. Like, and maybe she's not off somewhere on Earth. Maybe she just went back to Sylvain and is doing Sylvain stuff. Like,
that's,
I don't
an
know.
Interesting,
it's a mystery.
Theory. I mean,
I'm
like, Barclay is from Sylvain.
Yeah.
You think maybe he doesn't understand the nature of the relationship between Earth and Sylvain? That he, like, thinks he's on another planet thousands of miles, light years away from his home planet, but really he's just, like, in an alternate version of his planet or something?
I don't know. They haven't shown us, like, a telescope when they're in Sylvain. Like, the only thing we have to go on that says that there are different planets is Barclay mentioned it in this episode. And...
Yeah, but he like, said, you know, that this is, I really mean another planet, like, somewhere out in space.
Yeah.
To me, that's pretty definitively, like, trying to say, yeah, this is another planet. We keep saying planet because that's what we mean.
Yeah.
But, I don't know, maybe he's wrong.
Maybe it really is a Narnia thing and they're all on the same planet.
That would be so weird. Like, it would be so weird because that seems like what the twist would be. Like, oh, it was another planet the whole time. For the twist to be that we thought it was another planet and then, like, surprise, it was actually what we thought it was in the beginning. I don't know.
Yeah, well,
I'm trying to think through that.
It's also, like, not maybe as satisfactory of a twist as it probably could be, only because we didn't think it was a different planet because everything was coded as this is from Earth. So, like, it's... If the twist really is they're on the same planet, I mean, it's a twist because you lied to me, but it's not a twist because, I don't know. Yeah.
I'm gonna take what Barclay said at face value.
Yeah, I think you think he's
wrong.
I just think he doesn't know better.
Interesting theory. Yeah. We'll see if that pans out.
Yeah. You know, it's weird to say pan and not mean it as a pun because pan's not relevant this time around. It's weird.
Did you make that pun a lot when you were listening to Taz Balance?
Not as much as one would think a Merle cosplayer would make. But, I mean, yeah. Definitely doesn't come up as often these days.
Mm-hmm. One thing, jumping back to the beginning a little, when they were first starting to talk about Danny and Jake Kulice, like, sitting around kind of looking despondent, and Barclay was saying that, like, a few days without the hot spring water and people are gonna start to go to turn feral.
Yeah.
That's something interesting Pharrell? That I want to talk about a little.
Pharrell? Yes.
Go no. ahead. Basically, well, my first point is that I think that would be a fun plot point down the line to have somebody, like, go feral. Like, if that is on the docket, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I bet that's going to be foreshadowing.
Yeah. What do you think is the likelihood that the Abominations are just feral Sylvans and Mama and Barclay either don't know or aren't telling?
99%. Because it goes along with my whole they're on the same planet thing. So,
does it?
Actually, it doesn't actually support my theory about they're all on the same planet thing. But it's just, it seems like something that would happen, or...
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, to me it makes sense.
Yeah.
It's weird. This is like things that, like, they're supposed to be twists, but then it doesn't feel like it because, like, if the twist is that the Abominations are just feral Sylvans, that's the thing that we thought was going to happen from the very beginning. Yeah. So, like, to us, it's not going to feel like a twist, even if it is supposed to be.
Yeah,
but that's not Griffin's fault.
Yeah, it's going to feel like a twist to people who don't make podcasts about this podcast.
Exactly. Yeah, well, I had no idea. I mean,
go ahead.
Oh,
well, it could be, because whenever the Sylvans are talking about, like, the effect that Earthlings have had on Sylvain, maybe that's what the effect is. Like, maybe there's, like, a Cheeto factory that is leaking noxious chemicals into, like, a secret portal into Sylvain. Like, I...
That's super possible.
Yeah. Like, I would not be surprised, and I even, like, expect the Abominations to be feral Sylvans.
I mean, I bet there's a fucking Cheeto factory leaking toxic chemicals into the air here in the real world on regular Earth, so...
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's not a stretch.
It doesn't help explain all the other supernatural duck things, though.
That's true. Yeah. So to me, it just seems like weird, and we've talked about this before, but it has seemed weird from the beginning that there were monsters, and then there were... worse monsters, the Abominations.
Yeah.
And to me, it always seemed like it would be a cleaner explanation if they were, like, the same. But on the other hand, we've got the Sylvans, the Abominations, and some weird thing going on with Minerva and Beacon,
Duck.
Which are apparently from some other thing entirely. So are they from another planet also? Yeah. Or are they from, like, another dimension? Like, I still don't even know what's going on with them. So, again, it's kind of like that kitchen sink fantasy kind of thing where it's like, well, if we've got these things and these things, we could have these things and these things also. Like, why not?
We don't really know what the boundaries of the universe are. And to be fair, we're only 10 episodes in. We're, like, relative to Balance, but we're still in a Moonlight interlude.
That's true.
Yeah.
Although, well,
the rite of initiation, said, I guess it would be.
Yeah. Griffin has said that he plans for amnesty to be shorter, although, like, that doesn't mean dick, considering, like, how much longer balance went than he was expecting.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, yeah. All this stuff, like, remains to be seen, I suppose.
Yeah. We're only having this conversation because we're on episode 10. Like, I sincerely hope that by episode 20, we know a little bit more about the world and the characters and all that.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hard because of the rate at which I listened to Balance. I can't say if I'd been listening to it slowly like this, whether I would feel as confused about the world. Because I do remember briefly being like, okay, they're going up to the moon. That's okay. You know, like, I kind of remember, like, having questions about the setting, but they were resolved so quickly because of the pace at which I was listening that I never had this sort of... I wonder if I would have had this sort of feeling if I'd been listening along.
Yeah. Well, also because they physically went into a vehicle that physically took them to the moon. Like,
that's true.
You could trust that that was the moon because you saw them go to the moon. Like, now we have a door that leads them to somewhere, but was it a planet? Is it somewhere on Earth? I don't know. Yeah.
Who knows? Could be anything at this point.
Yeah.
One other thing I liked was when, so Griffin has stated, and it's been in practice a lot, that he wants, like, the players to help flesh out the world and, like, to come up with their own aspects of the environment as often as possible or reasonable. I really like this because in my own experience, like, doing this around the regular table works really well, and it adds a lot of flavor to the world. So I think that's really fun. It's a good way to keep things collaborative. To keep Griffin from feeling like he's railroading too much. Because like you said, during the Money Zone, he didn't really know how this episode was going to go. I'm sure he didn't fucking expect Water Park, which was so fucking funny. I loved that whole scene when they were talking about all the different names.
Yeah.
And like, on top... Yeah, it's just so funny. Like, they had license to do whatever they want, so they just fucking rolled with it.
Yeah,
in a really weird direction. And on top of that, a water park is a fucking brilliant, hilarious setting for a boss fight. So, bravo, McElroy's. Very funny.
I think, like, it's something that can be attributed to all of them, but they all roleplay really, really well.
Yeah.
So, like, watching them improv together, kind of, basically, essentially live, it's just fascinating to watch. And I think that's kind of what I look forward to the most from listening to, like, these long arcs, these big projects for the Adventure Zone, is all of these random, seemingly unrelated things are going to come together to make something really incredible.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's why I'm like, we're questioning a lot of it now, but it's only because we don't know any better, so I'm excited for the resolution.
Yeah.
But also just seeing them goof off is really great. Like, all of those different names...
Fucking Slurp and Squirt or whatever. Yeah. Amazing.
There's an ampersand in there somewhere.
Yep. Oh, and in an earlier suggestion, well, Duck's, like, suggestion before that was, like, dehumidifier store.
Oh, my
That's
God.
Also totally ridiculous.
Yes. Justin's line about how he was playing someone so good at lying the last time that he wanted to play someone who was really terrible at it. I thought that was hilarious.
Yeah.
I think Duck is really... a fascinating character.
Tuck is very endearing. I've said this before, but he's just so... He feels so human. He feels so flawed to me, and I love that about him.
Yeah. So did you... Oh, go ahead.
No, you go ahead. I've been going a mile a minute.
Well, I was just gonna say, did you appreciate the Pirates of the Caribbean theme?
I heard that.
I just have a bunch of, like, small things that we can chuckle about. My other small thing was I was really disappointed that no one said rolling down the river when they were being they referenced the Lord of the Rings and how the like river maybe could have looked like horses.
I remember.
But no one, like, there's a song that's like rolling rolling down the river, and I was expecting,
is that Proud Mary?
It is. I was expecting Clint, like, to be like, is it Proud Mary? Does she keep on rolling? Like, I was completely expecting that, but oh well.
Maybe next time, Chelsea.
The other thing I wanted to say was I'm pretty sure it was just like a small goof or a small detail. But I expect this to come up again in the future. I think it was the end of like last week or the last episode. Where it was that dude who was in jail, and Ned, like, he knew Ned on TV.
Oh, that's right.
So in my head, as soon as Ned pulled out like a picture or something, he was like, "Oh yeah, it's just some random guy." But I expect to hear it, like, you know how in the beginning they do little clips of what to expect, you know?
I expect
that to come up the next time this guy comes up about Ned.
Ooh, that might be a good way to tie that together.
Yeah, yeah. But it was a thing that just naturally happened during Clint's improv, and I was like, "Ooh, I hope that comes back."
I like the part where Griffin, after they were talking about the plan, they were planning basically, and Griffin's trying to move things along, and he says like, "Okay, it looks like we have a plan coming together," and Aubrey goes, "Do we really?" I thought that was so funny.
Yeah. I liked the conversation that Aubrey had with Barclay in the car, how they were kind of like hoping that Mama was going to come back to like solve everything.
Yeah.
I don't know what I was expecting for Amnesty, but I was expecting Mama to be, like, the Lucretia, like, the guide for...
Yeah, samesies.
Yeah, but she's just kind of MIA, so...
Well, it's only been, like, they met her, and then there was that arc, and then there's been, like, another arc. And, like, in Balance, they only really talk to Lucretia during Lunar Interludes anyway.
That's true, but she never, like, actively disappeared.
Yeah,
she never...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, do you think that she's just going to show up at some point, or will the guys have to go on, like, a rescue mission to go find her?
Maybe. It could go either way. Part of me is, like, she's going to show up in the final fight. Like, someone's going to roll a 2, and they're going to be, like, on the edge of death, and then Mama's going to bust in with, like, a
like a Deus Ex Machina kind of thing?
Yeah.
Like, that'll be fun.
Yeah. So I think that's an opportunity, or maybe they'll finish it up really neatly, and Mama will just show up after. Like, it could go either way.
Yes, I suppose it could. Another thing that's interesting is that, like, people in this town are learning the secret left and right.
Oh my god, yeah.
This episode. Calvin, like, Ned basically admitted to Calvin that there was actually a monster. And
Pigeon
guessed that there is a monster.
Yeah. I think that's well within, like, logic, though. Like,
oh, absolutely. I'm not saying it's illogical. I'm just saying, like, they're supposed to keep this a secret, and they're not doing a good job.
Yeah But at least the people who are finding out were the ones who, like, actively stumbled upon the monsters already. Like,
yeah,
it's not
that's
just
true.
Random citizens.
That's true.
So at least they got that going for them.
I don't know how they've kept it under wraps in the past.
That's true, right? Like, if Mama and Barclay and the rest of the Pine Guard were taking care of this before, like, how do more people not know about this? Also, Barclay kind of made it sound like this was the first time he's ever had to do one of these without Mama.
Yeah.
Well, I could have sworn he said that Mama, like, goes off on her own sometimes.
Maybe she doesn't usually go off on her own when a abomination is on the prowl.
Oh, I guess so. Yeah, that would make sense.
Yeah, I'm really interested in getting more of Mama's history, and I want her to come back.
Yeah.
Mom, come back! I think that's everything that I wanted to say about this episode. You got anything else, Chels?
I feel like I did, but I don't remember. So I guess...
Oh, no.
It is...
Do you want to take a second to try to remember?
No, it's okay.
Oh.
If I remember, I'll just IM you later.
Okay, good.
Speaking of things that we forgot but then couldn't remember and then remembered like 3 weeks later, Arthur Weasley... From
oh my
our
God,
last
I
episode.
Know. Yeah.
The dad of the Weasleys was Arthur Weasley. It only
took
us 2 weeks.
Yeah, that was really cutting me up. I felt like a jackass all over again while I was editing the episode.
I felt so bad.
Oh. I'm sorry, Arthur. I'm so sorry. And I like him so much, too. He's such a likable character. That whole family is, obviously.
Yes. I guess I'm done. I mean, actually, no, I had a question. Okay, I remembered.
Yes.
See, it didn't take me 2 weeks. My question is, how do you think Justin is going to get us out of this one? Like, how is Duck going to resolve Pigeon being like, hey, so the monsters? Like, do you think Pigeon's going to join them? They don't have a mind wipey thing, like...
That we know of.
That we know of, yeah.
Yeah,
but they're aliens, so maybe.
I mean, it ended on such a suspenseful note with her. It wasn't just like, oh, a funny goof like hijinks that they had to deal with in the episode. Like, yeah. It ended really dramatically on her asking to join. So I just kind of like assumed that, well, welcome to the team, Pigeon. I guess you're in on this. Like, it seems like a big deal. It seems like more than just an obstacle for Duck to overcome. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Do you think she's going to join up? Oh.
Yeah, I do, I think. I think, like, as soon as that she, like, asked, are you hiring? And it was all, like, dramatic at the ending, I just assumed, like, well, I guess Pigeon is joining the Pine Guard.
Yeah, yeah.
And I guess Calvin's going to have to join.
Well, I don't think Calvin wants to join, though. Like, he just no, wants to be normal. So, yeah. Yeah. But,
yeah.
But now, like, the list of people who could potentially talk to Special Agent What's-His-Face, like...
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, yeah. It's going to be spooky.
It's going to be spooky, and now everyone has a reason to blackmail them. Like,
yeah, geez, I guess it's true. Hmm.
Not that I think anyone is nefarious enough, but, like, they have all these...
I'm sure not everyone in the town is, like, a nice, sparkling citizen. There's some bad seeds around.
Yeah. And one more thing. One last thing, I swear this is the last thing, is did they all roll... Did Griffin have to make a hard move against all of them at some point? Like, everyone gained experience this time, right?
He had to at least twice. I kind of think he did have to make a hard move for all three of them. Although, I can't remember. There was Aubrey screwing up in the locker room. And then Duck, I think Duck trying to lie to Pigeon. No. Was that was that a hard fail?
Well, it was, because he rolled a 5.
Okay, that's right. And then I think... for Ned, I don't think he rolled bad necessarily trying to convince Calvin's dad. It was just when Justin was like, okay, if Ned sounds like a fucking child molester, we have to get our way out of this. And then Griffin just kind of like said, like, shut him down. Like, okay, Zeke says no, fuck you. But then Calvin sneaks out to go with you. So yeah, they kind of like figured their way around that encounter in a different way.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. That wasn't a hard move. It was just he was unsuccessful in actually
yeah, it wasn't a hard move. It was just discomforting role play.
Yeah. Oh man.
All right. I think we got it.
Okay. How can people find us?
Well, if you would like to get in contact with us, you can send us an email at taztalkpodcast@gmail.com, or you can send us an ask on Tumblr at taztalk.tumblr.com.
Neat. Or you can also tweet at us. We are on Twitter at taztalkpodcast.
Nice. That's it. All right, cool. Can't wait to see what happens next time. Got a lot of questions we want answered. And I guess, yeah, next time is the thrilling conclusion of... evil water monster stuff. I'm excited because I don't know. I think I didn't know how similar the subsequent abominations were going to be to the original one. Mm. And it turns out pretty different. Yeah. So who knows what the next one's fucking going to be.
What do you think this one looks like? Because I have an idea of what it looks like, and I might have said it in another episode, but I want to say it.
Yeah, we talked
again about
the Zelda water temple.
Dang it, I was going to say it again like it was new.
Chelsea, we already ended the episode. We did we're doing the outro.
You have to say thanks, everybody, or something.
That's true.
Dang it, how do we usually end this?
I think we do say, I say like, thanks for listening, bye.
Oh, yeah.
And then you say bye.
Okay, bye.